Hello everyone, and we are back with the SDP podcast. Today we have the Commander-in-Chief, the Program Coordinator, Dr. Swaroop Datta with us, a hardcore anthropologist whose work in the development sector, especially in the social domain, has been completely impeccable. I'd like to welcome Dr. Swaroop Datta.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Datta, I'd like to have a little conversation about your academic background and your areas of interest.
All right. Thank you, Aniket. I think Aniket has already mentioned that I am a hardcore anthropologist. Yes, I am. And I am. I have done my anthropology post-graduation, then MPhil and PhD from University of Delhi. And my PhD work was mostly related to the agricultural anthropology and environmental anthropology. And my area of research interest that I think which is very important for all of the researchers, those who really work, they need to have a area of specializations. And I think, and for me, it is mostly the subaltern studies, environment, resource conflict, and agriculture. So these are the areas that I have already worked on and currently I'm working on. So that's it about my research area of interest.
Thank you, Dr. Datta. Let us get into SDP. Let's get into the multidisciplinary aspects of the SDP course. And from your background of anthropology and social science, could you give us your personal opinion about what SDP is?
Well, the SDP, it has a long story. It is a part of the global MDP program, okay, Global Masters in Development Practice program. And it was started actually in 2010-11 session. And then it was actually, the entire curriculum was based on the four core competences, that is the natural science, health science, social science, and management science. And based on these four core competences, the SDP program curriculum actually developed. So if you look at the program curriculum altogether, so all these components are ingrained with what we call the interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary, or cross-disciplinary aspects of the development practice program. And what is the most important part of this is that we have a global association with a member of the global MDP, where our students used to participate in the global classroom. They take the classes which is operated from Global SDSN, and they are getting exposed with the various world leaders, specifically in the sustainable development practice area. And they are, say, for example, Jeffrey Sachs, and last year we have a discussion with the minister in Taiwan, IT minister. And we also have a discussion with Esther Duflo. So all these big people used to be there in the class, and they share their views, they take the lectures. The students have used to get the platform to talk about, they share their views, their ideas. So in that way, we used to. So our entire curriculum is based on more of a participatory approach. Our pedagogy is mostly participatory in nature. So we do not believe in monologue, and we do believe in dialogue, where the students are asked to develop questions and ask this question to the mentors and professors. So that kind of engagement that we have with the students is very different from rest of the universities. We have the engagement which is very what we call the participation based, and that's why our SDP stands. And also very important that the intercurriculum is based on we are trying to develop the cadre of the development professionals, and therefore the field component which is very, very important. So all these aspects are there in the SDP.
Yes, Dr. Datta, I would like to focus more on the unique teaching styles that you have in the SDP and the teacher and student relationship that you have.
For me, teacher and student relation is only one thing that is what we can talk about more. In Terry Scholar Advanced Studies, one of the most important criteria is that the relationship with the students, with the teachers. So I think the teachers are very, they used to give the space to the students where the students freely ask the questions if they have a query. See, not only the academic, I think that is, I'll be wrong to say it's only academics, but there are also the mental health issues that sometimes we used to deal with. So personally, I think that many times the students are extremely burdened with a lot of assignment activities. So mentally, they become very depressed that they come to me and then, sir, how will deal with this kind of stress. So sometimes even I also help them out to, go for the proper time management or kind of, I used to show the avenues for, something which they can at least get away of all this mental stress. I think the relationship actually comes from this end. The relationship is not only the academic one, but also I do believe that it is also the interpersonal and reciprocal relationship. So sometimes we used to be very much, burdened. So our students also cooperate with us. So that's the kind of relationship that we have. And one point that I would like to mention that it's a proper platform, what I would say, that the student gets an opportunity to explore. So they have a platform where they will, the pedagogy what you are talking about. I think the best pedagogy, at least this point, is that to make your understanding critical. Okay. So I do follow critical pedagogy for my pedagogical practices in the class. You must be, aware of it. You must have noticed it. During the class or the lectures, I keep on asking the questions. So do you have any questions in your mind? So you people ask the questions. I also answer this and cross questions. So all these kind of questioning the things that actually helps you out to get into the more deeper and deeper understanding of the issues. So I think that is the one first point that I believe. And second point is that I think in SDP, all the students, need to understand the local and global scenario in every aspect of it. And I think for this, I motivate the students to talk about more on the local issues, current issues, global issues, so that they should be aware of all this kind of, the happenings that is going on currently across the globe or across the region or in the country. So I think my pedagogy is very unique in the sense that sometimes I use the film to come out the to a kind of understanding on how they are dealing with if I'm delivering a lecture, say on any topic. So I try to show a movie or kind of documentary movies to them to get into more lively situations. Like if the something is work on the pastoralism, so I think that one or two movies on pastoral tribes will be really, really helpful for them. It's very helpful for them in the sense that they would get to know the how these communities are dealing with their problems, local issues and all. So I think this is a unique pedagogy that I usually practice for the students.
Thank you, Dr. Dutta. Considering a new student who has just joined into the SDP, and as a program coordinator, the four pillars of SDP that you were just talking about, by the end of his curriculum of 2 years of master's, what do you expect from a development practitioner?
So, first of all, it's very, very tricky questions, but the very important one. What is our expectation from you? I think one expectation is that to understand the development needs, challenges, and act accordingly. I think there are two things. One is that as you are there in the higher studies, you have to really understand that what next? Are you really jumping into the academic sector or you want to go for the development sector or professional sector? If you're really jumping into the academic sector, you have to orient yourself accordingly, so as with the professional sector. So in both of these two cases, our expectation is simple. We are giving you a platform or a kind of environment where you will be getting exposed, or you will expose yourself into a scenario where, or into an environment where you are trying to understand various development challenges, development needs, development issues in terms with the theoretical understanding as well as in the practical component. So this theory and the practice component, which is you are expected to make a balance of it. So whatever the tech class I take, I expect that all the classes has its practical component, but it is not always possible to give it in the class in the practical component. So in that case, we expect that you will understand the theory and I will also handle you and you will do it in the practical. So for example, or the cultural ecology assignment that I have given, that I was expecting you that you will be doing this assignment of the cultural ecology, just simply observing how the theory that I have taught you in the class in terms of culture core and periphery, and you will just look at there in the field how the community is actually having this culture core periphery and how they're balancing it and how this core and periphery keeps on changing continuously and how the communities are dealing with it. So this is your observation at the field level, and the classroom teaching I have already given you the theory. So this balance should be there. So this is my expectation. Whatsoever you are learning, it should be practiced. So it is a practice oriented learning. That's my expectation from you.
Here to conclude this small little episode with you, we'd like to ask you about the past, present, and the future projects with respect to SDP that you have.
Right now, I'm focusing on my doctoral work. I have 4 doctoral students, and I'm also currently working on these areas. So one student is working on the migration, drought-induced migration in rural Madhya Pradesh, the district Shahdol. And he was ideally looking at how the drought is an important and decisive factor for the migration, and how the migration is becoming a livelihood strategy for the community. So this is one. Now second student is working on how the identity development and identity are dealing with the community. So and it's specific to the subaltern studies, where a community like Musahars, whose identity is one of the most the marker for their livelihood opportunities. So one student is working on this, that is identity development and politics, and third student is working on the women farmers in India, specific to the agrarian crisis region, how the women farmers are dealing with the, or women cultivators are dealing with the agrarian crisis hit region, and how, what are the challenges they used to face. And fourth project that is going on currently, it's on it's related to the small scale fisher community in southern Tamil Nadu, where how these fisher communities are actually facing big challenges due to growing trawling sector, and what are the internal politics over the resources is going on currently in this region is the main focus area. So this is the current projects that's going on. Another big project I worked on, the status of BT cotton in India, in the 5 big states, in northern and southern states. In northern state we have chosen Rajasthan, Punjab and Haryana, and in southern state Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. So in these 3 region we have exclusively worked on, and we have I finished this project on 2012. And another project was on with the corporate sector, with the corporate social responsibility, where I worked with Jubilant Bhartiya Foundation. And this Jubilant Bhartiya Foundation is a CSR wing of the Jubilant Life Science, where I worked as a third party assessment, where I was assessing their projects at the grassroots. So these are the few projects that I have.
Thank you, Dr. Datta. I'd like to pick your brain for the last time. Can you define development?
Well, for me, the development is a very ambiguous term. But It is a term where all of us are intertwined in our day-to-day life. So development, which should be there, not as a point of view of growth, but the development should be the growth of the quality of life, the mental state of mind, mental state of the people. So we see the development a very top-down approach, but I believe it is a bottom-up approach we should all take into account. And also, I think that development should be holistic, not a reductionist. So this is my way of defining development. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope all our listeners had fun with this episode. And thank you, everyone. See you in the next episode.